It is our pleasure to have everyone here this morning. We have a good number of visitors as well as regular members alike, and we are happy beyond measure that you're here and hope that you can be back with us every opportunity that you have. We look forward each week to the times that we can be together, and we would love to have you with us every time that we are together as the people of God. Before we begin, I have one announcement that it's not David's fault. I didn't put it in the bulletin. I forgot to tell him to announce it. But Vacation Bible School teachers, if you could remember to meet just very quickly after services tonight, just for a few minutes as we had mentioned before, then that would be greatly appreciated. More and more, it seems, people are realizing the virtue of thriftiness. People may call it being cheap. I like to refer to it as being thrifty. When it comes to our personal finances, now we are carefully monitoring how much we drive because we want to conserve the amount of gas that we use. We're willing to suffer a degree of personal comfort in our homes to save on our electric bills. And it seems to be the case that coupons are being used more and more today than perhaps they were in the past because we want to save every penny that we can. And I think that's good. The Bible teaches us the principle of stewardship. And I think that by being thrifty, cheap if you want to, then we are to a degree abiding by that principle of stewardship. However, not only are we learning to be thrifty with our money, but we are learning to conserve our time, our talents, our possessions, and other things. And in many ways, all of that promotes good in our lives and in the lives of others. But this concept of thriftiness, I fear, not only is promoting good in our own personal secular lives, but may at times bring a degree of a lack of productivity in our lives as children of God. We should, in many ways, learn to count the cost. But sometimes counting the cost is what prevents us from doing what is right in some occasions. There was an occasion, though, in the Old Testament when a rehabilitated servant of God found himself in a very sticky situation, you might say. He was given the opportunity to take a shortcut when it came to rendering service, but he defined what true devotion is for us when he decided to not take the shortcut, but to do what he knew to be right. David had at the time numbered the nation, contrary to the command of God. God had said, don't number the people, and yet David did. And because of his iniquity, because of his sin, consequence was obviously going to have to be rendered upon him and the nation over which he reigned as king. And when given the choice of consequences, he chose a pestilence to be brought upon the nation for a period of 3 days. And it did not take very long after that pestilence was enacted upon the people of God that David realized the seriousness of his sin and the seriousness of God's anger with him. And so very shortly after this pestilence began in 2 Samuel chapter 24, we find beginning in verse 18 that Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. Now stop